From Washington, this is VOA News. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the hotel Nasu Abulad on Saturday afternoon before gunmen burst into the building, firing their weapons at random rates, that is, and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. Russian and Syrian government airplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, in a town in eastern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that the strikes hit the town of Qiriyah and Deir ez-Zor, that's a province which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meantime, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces, the SDF rebel group fighters, clashed with IS inside of Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Here in the United States, residents in the storm-battered state of West Virginia have begun digging out from historic floods and killed at least 23, devastated entire communities with landslides and mudslides. President Obama declared that a major disaster exists in the state's hardest-hit areas, and authorities are braced for more fatalities as search teams stream out over the area. This is VOA News. Leaders of the six European Union founding countries gathered in Berlin on Saturday. They were there for an impromptu meeting to discuss the future of the European Union. And as Henry Ridgewell reports, they called on Britain to begin exit negotiations as soon as possible.
The European Union is licking its wounds after the Brexit vote. While European integration has taken a painful blow, the bloc's core members insist it won't be fatal. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who pledged to stand down by October, will travel to Brussels on Tuesday. The following day, the 27 remaining member states will meet for the first time without Britain at the table. Head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said the British exit will not be an amicable divorce, but neither had they ever had a deep love affair. But Britain isn't just divorcing Brussels. It's also leaving each of the member states. While some of them want to stay friendly and keep costs down, others want Britain to feel the economic pain of the breakup. And those differences will likely make for very difficult negotiations. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Brussels.
Pope Francis said Saturday that the world should never forget or minimize the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians and urged Armenians and Turks to find peace and reconcile with one another. Francis and the Patriarch of the Armenian Apostolic Church participated in an ecumenical ceremony and prayer for peace at a Republic Square in Yerevan.
Dio benedica il vostro avvenire.
The Pope said, may God bless your future and grant that the people of Armenia and Turkey take up again a path of reconciliation, and may peace also spring forward in Nagorno-Karabakh. Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks around the time of World War I. President Obama has designated the Stonewall National Monument in Greenwich Village in New York as a national park and the first U.S. national monument to gay rights. In his weekly media address, the president said this month's shootings in Orlando, Florida, show more work needs to be done, but that the goal remains the same.
So we can't rest. We got to keep pushing for equality and acceptance and tolerance. But the arc of our history is clear. It's an arc of progress.
The monument includes the landmark Stonewall Inn, a tavern where the gay rights movement gained political momentum nearly 50 years ago. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, at the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.